Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
It's one of the best hockey weekends around town. Danny Hendrickson from the Hendrickson Foundation joins to share all of the exciting happenings going on at this year's National Hockey Festival at the National Sports Center in Blaine. Come check it out, and you might even see Kirsten and I get wet. Polar plunge wet, guys. Come on now. As always, we're created by New Voice Studios, brought to you by Talk North, Grain Belt, Jim Beam, Livia, and Royal Credit Union. This is Season 4, Episode 179. At Jim Beam, they know the importance of tradition, like chanting, "Let's play hockey" prior to the start of each game, or playing the State of Hockey anthem after a wild win. This season, raise one to your fan family with a bourbon that invites us all to come as friends and leave as family. Jim Beam Bourbon Whiskey, the official bourbon whiskey partner of the Minnesota Wild and XL Energy Center. Drink smart. Jim Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2021. James B. Beam Distilling Company, Incorporated, Fairmont, Kentucky. Hello, everybody. What's up? We're back. Episode 179. So excited. Danny Hendrickson joining us from the Hendrickson Foundation to talk about this upcoming weekend's big Hendrickson Foundation Festival. It is one of my favorite weekends, Kirsten. It is so, so exciting. So I cannot wait to talk more about that. But let's talk first a little NHL. Sorry, guys, no Minnesota Wild news. But because Kirsten and I love hockey, we're going to talk Stanley Cup stuff. Particularly, Kirsten, you have a new favorite player in the National Hockey League.
Matthew Tkachuk. How could you not be a Matthew Tkachuk fan right now?
I don't know how I feel about the Panthers as a whole. Currently, the Florida Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the second time in history. First time since 1996, which was just like their third year in existence, because I know Minnesota fans love to hear those types of stories. They lost in a four-game sweep to the Colorado Avalanche in 96. But similarly, the Panthers had beaten the Boston Bruins in the first round. They then took down the Philadelphia Flyers. I mean, obviously, way in the past, but I don't know how I feel about the Cats doing what they're doing. They barely made the freaking playoffs to begin with.
Honestly, I'm really here for it. I love what they're doing right now, mainly because I love that the NHL's wasn't predictable this season. Everyone, us included, when you asked at the start of the year, especially once it got later in the regular season, who's going to win the cup? Everyone and their mom was like the Boston Bruins, because how could you bet against them based on everything that they were doing? And so to see Florida have upset them in the 7-game fashion that they did, after barely making it into the playoffs, that was cool to see. And then they just kept trucking. So to see them now in the Stanley Cup final, especially because we're waiting for Dallas to get eliminated, I'm very disappointed that they didn't get swept. That's what I was hoping for. Dallas pushes it to 5 games as of today when we're recording this episode. But no one wants Vegas to win. So everyone should be a Florida Panthers fan.
I mean, it is tough because usually you want to cheer for the Western Conference, right? Like, usually you want to see somebody from the West advance. That's kind of how I've always felt about it. But yeah, now I don't want Dallas. I don't want Vegas. I kind of wanted Vegas, though, to close out the sweep. Joe Pavelski, the savior in overtime for them. Not to mention now they are ruining Memorial Weekend by playing a game of hockey while I'm out camping, trying not to watch hockey. So that whole comp, I don't want either of those teams, I guess. Maybe you're right. Maybe I have to be on the Florida Panthers train.
Yeah. Leave it to the Dallas Stars to ruin Memorial Day weekend for everybody. So yeah. Thank you, Joe Pavelski and crew. Also, I don't get the whole cheering for the Western Conference thing. As far as I'm concerned, everyone in the Western Conference is like an enemy. Like, you play them throughout the season. No, like, if it's not the Wild, have it be somebody from the East.
That's an interesting take. I want to know what you guys think. What's your take? Do you think that Like, I guess that's how my dad is, right? Like, my dad raised me to be like, well, you cheer for the team that beat you, which I don't always agree with. But I've always just stuck to my conferences. Like, all right, that's cool to see somebody from the West take down. Maybe
that
also
gives
because
participation trophy vibes. To
doesn't
me.
Give participation trophy vibes. We don't give participation trophies. But maybe it's also because usually the East is so dominant, right? Like the East kind of tends to take over, at least in the hockey realm of things. It's nice to see the West remind people that there's other parts of the country, you know, namely some of these flyover states or places that maybe you don't think of for hockey. So maybe that's also why I am a Western Conference fan.
I mean, I like it from that perspective. I do like the representation and I do love that, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs, we've been able to see a lot more representation from markets to help really grow the game. Like as much as I had given Seattle crap, like it was awesome to see them do what they were doing to just grow the game in general. And I think that's another reason too, why I'm very like on board this Florida Panthers train right now as well. Cause it's not, I don't want to say traditional hockey market, but it's not like a Toronto Maple Leafs or Pittsburgh Penguins, Chicago Blackhawks, like teams of that nature that everyone has really come to know, household names. So I think that's made it more fun as well.
Yeah, no, that's probably a fair point. Although Tampa's already brought the cup to Florida enough times for recent history that I kind of am like, meh, I don't want to.
Very different area of Florida, though.
Yeah, Sunrise, Tampa, it's all Florida, which is all kind of a hot mess. You know, the good thing about if the Panthers win, because this is truly what I look at, I look at the Minnesotans on the roster. That's the biggest thing to me, right? Like, who is going to bring a Stanley Cup here to Minnesota? You have, I think it's Alex Lyon is the only one, right? Possibly. Matt Kierstead from Elk River. Don't know who he is, but he's also on the team.
That name sounds familiar.
You've got Alex Lyon, the Baudette, Minnesota native. So there's that. And then you've got Eric Staal, you know, who's doing his thing as well. So maybe we're excited for that, but maybe we're not, because I don't know if we like Eric Staal anymore.
I don't know.
To be told. What do you guys think? Do you want to cheer for the West? Do you want to cheer for the Panthers? What else about Matthew Tkachuk are you digging? Because his face looks very punchable to me. We talk a lot on this podcast about punchable faces. You don't think it's a punchable face?
Maybe it's because I also have a punchable face. So like I can relate.
I don't think you have a punchable face.
I think there's a lot of people that would like to argue that with you.
I think that his brother looks like just a sweetheart, right? Like Brady is just like this podunky cute little like nice kid that's just like happy to be there. And Tkachuk looks like the I'm gonna steal your girlfriend and not care about it type of player.
I'm trying to think of how.
But is that what you like about that?
Well, I mean, if we're looking at my track record with guys that I've dated in the past, that's kind of the type of guys I've dated. Now, granted, I do need to pick better men. That's neither here nor there. Yes. But no, he's just got a swagger to him. And I'm a fan of that.
The whole Panthers team has a swagger to them right now. I am here for it. That's going to do it for your Stanley Cup round off because it's Memorial Weekend. And that's all we're going to give you. Chris, what are you going to do for Memorial Weekend?
I am heading to my hometown of Rochester, Minnesota. I could go and tell you guys everything I love about the city, how underrated it is, but we'll save that for another day, probably later this off season when we just need more to talk about. But I will be going to my friend's house. We're going to be grilling out all weekend, engaging in some adult beverages and on a slip and slide. We're building a slip and slide. So I'm very excited. Even my dog, he's excited. He'll be hanging out with my mom and my brother. I call it his vacation house, aka my mom's house. He loves to sunbathe on the deck. I'm going to bring out his little kiddie pool so he can splash around in there. So it's going to be a great weekend all around.
Living a life of luxury.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm camping. I'll be sleeping on a dirt floor. So it'll be good.
You're great. Excited for that.
I'm so excited. You That's just my love jam. Camping. I love camping. I love being outside. We'll see how it goes with three toddlers. The bottle of vodka I purchased today is large. So let's hope that helps with the transition. We're only doing two nights. We'll be home on Sunday anyway. So that's nice. But yeah, I'm apprehensive at best. I'll probably listen to a little bit of hockey. We're heading over to Wisconsin. So I don't know, you know, they don't get much service or life out that way. So they'll be grateful for us visiting, I'd imagine.
They have cheese for you. We know you all love your cheese.
Love my cheese. Love it. I don't know how you can't. It's so, so good. And it's on my Livia diet plan as well, which we also Ooh. Love. We can have, I have a string cheese for my snack. Sometimes maybe I'll swap it out for like a piece of cheese and an apple. It's not bad. Livia, go do it. I'm jacked about how svelte I am getting, courtesy of our friends at Livia.
You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Stop. Just stop. All right, guys. We'll wrap this up. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Danny Hendrickson joins us to talk all about the Hendy Foundation and the fun and exciting weekend happening up in Blaine. Stay tuned. Hey guys, Jesse Pierce here. Summertime weather has finally reached Minnesota, which means fun in the sun. Let Livia Weight Control Centers help you get healthier and active this summer. With Livia's doctor-recommended program, you could lose up to 15 pounds or more by the 4th of July. How fantastic does that sound? I myself started my journey a month back, have lost almost 20 pounds, 11 inches, and I'm still going. I absolutely love this program and my people out at the Woodbury Center. Right now, too, you can take advantage of Livia's premier all-access offer of 50% off plus a free gift. This deal is an exclusive one-week-only deal, so do not miss out. Call 855-GO-LIVIA or visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com. Livia has been voted Minnesota's best weight loss program 2 years in a row. Find out why. Mention Jesse Pierce, the Bar Down Beauties, when you go sign up and get summer ready today. We're back. Joining us now, the infamous, the popular, the beloved Hendrickson, Danny Hendrickson, of course. Danny, what's going on, buddy? How are you? Long time no see.
I'm great. We're getting excited for a giant weekend I'm sure we'll get into, but it's a beautiful weekend and it's a beautiful day to be a Minnesotan this weekend and next.
Exactly. Let's start there. Talk about next weekend's or this coming weekend's rather. We're recording this on a Friday, listening to on a Monday/Tuesday. The Hendrickson Foundation, the biggest event you guys have of the year, showcasing all of the disciplines of special hockey. Just start off with how excited you are for the weekend and then tell people a little bit about what they can come to expect now that you guys have been doing this for quite some time out in Blaine.
Yeah, this is year seven. So we throw, we're throwing a tournament for 80 hockey teams with disabilities. We like to say diversified hockey. It's just a little bit better than the word disabled in the Hendrickson Foundation's humble opinion. But so we're throwing this giant tournament all weekend long, June 2 to 4 at the National Sports Center in Blaine. We've got warrior hockey, military veterans. We've got special hockey, cognitive. We've got sled hockey, newer, also blind hockey. And then we have deaf and hard of hearing in exhibition games. So it's June 2 to 4 all weekend. If you had to pick one day to go, I'd say June 3rd is definitely the party, the extravaganza day. And that's going to be topped off by an awesome concert Saturday night outside. Good for Gary. Everything's free. It's just a giant celebration of hockey and all the disciplines we support.
And out of everything on that weekend, I mean, you mentioned it's a big deal and how much fun it is and everyone looks forward to it each year. So what out of everything, if you had to pick a favorite, what would you say is your favorite part?
You know, the neat part is about, you're talking about people that, you know, my dad used to say they were born with a curveball or something happened in their life that's a curveball. But seeing the people that have, that not everything has, you know, been super easy for them, but seeing the appreciation people have to have, you know, a wonderful tournament, but a simple hockey tournament, the appreciation people that they have, that you might, you know, it's just that overall feeling. It's the moms and the dads watching their kid play, and it could be an adult now, but he's playing sled hockey and they can't believe, you know, how much we put into this and how much people love to be out of it and the positive energy that's created this whole weekend. So it just has to be the admiration, appreciation that that you get from the thousands of people that are there.
I mean, you guys have the perfect slogan for that. Hockey changes lives. And I know I've been a witness to that. I've been able to check out the foundation events the past couple of years. Now I was able to coach the blind hockey. Blind hockey to me is the most fascinating. It is so amazing to watch. I mean, I can barely play with everything intact, and the way that these blind hockey players perform and the way that they have adapted the game to make it so unique to them. Tell people a little bit more about that avenue and just how cool it is to show people, like, hey, see, again, hockey is for everybody.
Right. It's, yeah, blind hockey, it still amazes me too. So basically, everybody's legally blind. There's a, you know, qualification you must have. The goalies generally, and I try to be as PC as possible, but they're lights out. Like, they can't see at all. And then the defensemen can see a little better, possibly shapes. You know, there's all different levels of, you know, of vision. And then the forwards can see the best, but they're legally blind. But they all, you know, everyone's a little bit different, but it's unbelievable to me too. And what's different about, they have a puck that's got ball bearings and it's an oversized puck. And so when it moves, it makes a noise. And then when you come into the offensive zone, you have to make at least one pass. And that's to give the goalie a chance to know, you know, where the puck is. But it's truly amazing. Like, I still, like, I've been out on the ice with them too. And I have a funny story that I could, I'd love to share. And
do it.
It's about hockey. So they're doing this blind hockey expo here in St. Paul. And so we did, like, it was USA versus a bunch of celebrity type people, and celebrity be like myself. So not big time celebrities, but, like, you know, Joe Dedzic was out there. I remember, and my brother was out
there.
Bruno
was out there, right?
Yeah. They're superstars, right? So Darby's leaving the ice. And so is a player. We're playing against them. It's a blind hockey player. And they totally collide. Like, Darby's not looking. The person that plays blind hockey, you know, couldn't see that well. So nonetheless, they hit. It's a yard sale. Everybody stops. We're trying to check to see if everybody's okay. And the blind hockey player stands up and he goes, "Not going to lie to you. Couldn't see you." And then everybody just started dying laughing. We continued on, but it's that, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's blind hockey, women's hockey, men's hockey, youth hockey, you know, warrior hockey. It's a camaraderie you get from, you know, being around your teammates and, you know, getting exercise and having fun.
That's amazing. Do you have any other stories that you just have tucked back?
Well, what are the other ones? Good stories. Well, you know what? I would just say that, you know, when you look at sled hockey and warrior hockey, this is a tournament style event for them. So they're going to play a 3-game round robin. And then on Sundays, it's championship Sunday. So I just can't believe, and I know that we're all hockey players, so we get it. We get competitive no matter what it is. But I just can't believe, like, how much they want to win come Sunday. And just watching, you know, the parents cheer on the kids, who could be an adult now, but just watching the, like, how bad they want to win. It's so fun. That's Saturday is the day that I'd say to come and celebrate and party, and, you know, food, there's everything there. But Sunday is actually a really, really cool day because, you know, you're watching people compete at a really high level, and it's just kind of fun to watch.
I mean, you mentioned all the family members that are out there obviously supporting the cause, but what I really love too is the people that don't maybe have a true connection or a true relationship just out there to watch some hockey, out there to support it, because I think that's so important, right? Is to have everybody behind it. And it is, it's just such a fun weekend. Everybody out there is having a fantastic time. I mean, how cool is that? Especially as you'd mentioned your dad, this was a huge part of his life. How cool is it to still have this carry on, his legacy carried on in such a fantastic manner?
It's super cool. My dad, he died a little young, but he had a great, great full life at 75. But it's, there's no question. This is like, this is a legacy for him. It's fun for not just me, but for all the HF, you know, people to do it, to honor Larry. And we do a lot of little things, like we'll put pictures of him. I just think to a lot of us, he represented, you know, love, caring about others, you know, so many of the values that everybody has. But, like, because he's gone, we can act like he was perfect, even though obviously he wasn't. But after somebody dies, anything he was good at, he became great at. Anything he was bad at, we forgot. So,
yeah.
But we get to really, you know, think about values and helping other people. And so that's going to be good. And we, this year at our concert, we have a drink. It's called the Big Lair. I don't know exactly what's in it, but it's a vodka-based lemonade, you know, something summery. So yeah, you got to check out the Big Lair.
Got to have the Big Lair. Well, because I know you've told me him and Herb Brooks had a pretty good relationship that usually involved one too many cases of beer upon a time, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Him and Herbie were good buddies. And the first time they met, I think they were drinking Olympia beer. I don't know if that's still around, but my dad, I picked him up for a Minnesota camp and they had a couple beers and, you know, as they made their way up to an up north cabin, they stopped and they bonded over a beer. And you don't have to have a beer, but I think some people have fun with it. And, you know, the storytelling gets a little better.
It does. It absolutely does. You had mentioned Saturday, the big day, the big event. What time do things kick off? What's the cost of admission and everything kind of covers it for the weekend, right?
Yeah, everything's free. There's not, beverages are free. We have free water everywhere. The outside, the reception part has, we have water and protein drinks, protein to go drinks. That's all free, but pop and alcohol is out of pocket, but we have Famous Dave's catering. So we have pulled pork sandwiches. That's free. The concert's free. The concert's from 6 to 9. The hockey is basically all weekend. It ends at like around 6 or 7. That's when the last games will stop. But we also have a polar plunge. It's this mobile plunger from 1 to 4 where teams are jumping in and they're raising money. So that'll have like a parking lot, you know, tailgating type field where we'll have music. That'll be super fun. That's 1 to 4. So I would just say come anytime. Mm-hmm. And as you know, you want to go inside and watch a couple games or, you know, get a feel for all the different disciplines. I know Nordy, I believe Nordy's coming at 4:30. I was told Marcus Foligno is coming in the afternoon as well. I still got to coordinate on that part, but they'll be, the Wild is definitely represented with all these different games you can play outside. There will be, you know, players, ex-players, you know, that type of stuff. But unfortunately, there's no celebrity game for you to coach this year.
I mean, that's probably best for the opposing team, as I was an undefeated coach. Me and Buzzy Schneider really just dominating other teams, you know, pulling the goalie, that kind of crazy stuff. But it's all right. It's probably fair. Marcus Foligno, by the way, Danny, our Butte of the Year, if you can see this trophy back here. So maybe we'll bring that to officially give it to him.
Nice. He is a beauty.
Right? It's right. Mostly because he's just always responsive to me in text message, and I appreciate that.
Well, he's also kind of cute. I mean, right? He's tall and pro athlete.
You said it, not us. Right, Danny. That's right. Fine. That's all you. Awesome. I cannot wait. What other fun things? I mean, obviously, this is your big weekend, but the Hendrickson Foundation is constantly doing things to bring attention, awareness, and funds to special hockey and all the different diversities. Tell us a little bit about what else you guys got going on right now.
Well, we're actually, for the first time ever, we're planning a sled camp. So a sled hockey combine, we're calling it. It's up north. It's in Ely. It's going to be, that's in August. So there's going to be 35 to 40 sled hockey players up there. And they've done it in years past, but we're coming in to just put a little extra flair in it. That's exciting. We have our big golf scramble that everybody does. Ours is out at Legends in Prior Lake. That's in August. But this weekend, this Friday, by far, is our biggest weekend. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's got a real simple business model, too. You know, this costs, you know, 6 figures to run it. But we raised, you know, multiple hundreds leading up to it. So it's free for all the players and their families and anybody else that wants to come. And then all of the money that's left over, we give all of that to the Minnesota program. So there's teams coming from Alaska to Florida and everywhere in between, but all the excess money that's created goes to their programs and helps make it more affordable, you know, throughout their seasons.
It is. You guys do an absolutely tremendous job. Again, all the disciplines are so fascinating, so unique, and it just brings everybody together for the sake of hockey, the sake of just good people too. I recommend not missing out. No sled race this year then either, right? So Audra can't cheat and try to beat us.
Well, that's the thing. It's like we had so many teams this year. And so we got rid of the celebrity game. And like a lot of people are actually mad about it. I didn't think people care that much, but they do. And so we're just focusing on this, you know, this mobile plunge deal during the afternoon. And we still want everyone to come out. And then we've got, obviously, the concert. We're trying to make that, you know, a really fun event, not just for the spectators, but obviously the real athletes that are there and their families. So we can bring it back next year. You and Bud Schneider can face off again, and you can, you know, try to beat Audra Martin in a sled race. Maybe
she
next year,
cheated on the sled race. After she had done so poorly the previous year, she set everybody up and was like, "Yep, I'm going to take the best sled," and just cruised on to victory. So we still got beef over that, but no,
that,
you guys do.
I'm already missing that. Yeah.
I know. You guys do a tremendous job. No better place to be this weekend than out in Blaine at the Sports Center, checking out all of the Hendrickson Foundation events. The Polar Plunge, Kirsten and I will be out there ourselves. Maybe we'll plunge, maybe we'll not. You have to show up to find out.
If you don't jump in, we're going to have like a rubber duck, like you're chicken, like you're a chicken S, you know, like, so it, even if you don't, you guys throw it in and then people can boo you.
Oh, so we get publicly shamed.
If you don't want to, I mean, my hair is not that good, but if you got your hair perfect and you don't want to redo it, you can still throw the chicken in.
I mean, it sounds
hitting
like
booed seems like familiar territory for me. So
right,
that's fitting. True. That's true. Danny, you are the best. Where can people find more information, make a donation, or do anything to get involved with Hendrickson Foundation?
Yeah, it's all on hendricksonfoundation.com. Every single detail that I talked about will be written out a lot more clearly and eloquently than my mouth. But yeah, hendricksonfoundation.com has every detail. It has my phone number on there. If you needed, had a question, I'm available. We're all about having just an awesome weekend.
Yeah, no terrible prank calls though, right? Unless they're really funny.
I think, well, I don't know.
There's some good ones.
Yeah, I don't know.
All my information is out there.
Isn't that what messengers are for on all these social platforms? Like this person?
That's true. You would expect so. Danny, you're the best. We will see you this upcoming weekend. Cannot wait.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, come out this weekend.
All right, we're going to take another quick break, you guys. We'll be right back. We're back. Danny, he's just the best. I love his stories. Like, the first time we had him on, Kirsten, it was with Mr. Paul Fletcher as well. Shout out to Fletcher. He is very active with the Hendrickson Foundation, running a lot of that. He was going to join us, unfortunately could not. He was house shopping. Hopefully he bought a sweet house for us to go visit at. But anyway, we did the interview in the City's 97 studio, and probably 10 minutes into the interview, Bruce Boudreau was fired. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta cut this interview short. But before I left, Danny gave his pitch to hire Darby as the head coach, which was hilarious. Go back and listen to that episode. It was a February episode, again, right as Bruce Boudreau got fired. A hilarious ep. But Danny's just a good character, good guy.
Great guy. That was my first introduction to him. And I really enjoyed him for the little bit that we were able to have him on. So very excited for next weekend to get to see what it's all about too.
Yes, it is. It's so much fun, you guys. I'm not even just saying that. Like, it's amazing. I've loved being able to be little different parts of that weekend. As I mentioned, we went out and coached the blind hockey team. That was an incredible experience. Coaching the celebrity games is always a lot of fun. That polar plunge that they're replacing with is going to be awesome. I will be jumping in because I don't care about my hair. That's fine. That's not going to bother me. Plus, it's for the bit. It's for the content. It's for the kids, more importantly. So come check it out. It's always a good time. I have a blast. Great drinks out there as well. And it's usually a wonderful weekend to be outside with some of hockey's finest.
Yeah, it'll be great. I'm excited to try out that new drink as well.
Yeah, the Big Lair. There we go. I like it. We dig it. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Again, because it's a Friday before Memorial Weekend, because it's a short week next week, and because there's nothing really happening in the hockey world. You know, hopefully that will change sometime soon. Yeah, I'm calling out you, Bill. Let's get things moving. Let's get things rolling.
You know what? Let's let Bill also enjoy his Memorial Weekend. Maybe he just wants to get to summer.
Yeah. No, fine. I guess I can allow that. Yeah, let's not do anything like this weekend. I'm not suggesting we go out and do things now. I'm saying, like, you know, next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe, for the content.
Wednesday would be good for me because I think I'll need Tuesday for
personal reasons. We should really submit our calendars to Bill.
I think we should.
Okay. Yeah.
It would just be nice if the Wild thought about us and our schedules when they made announcements.
Right. I don't think it's
scheduled games.
Yeah. I don't think that that's too much to ask for.
No.
Okay. As the future assistant to the assistant to the assistant GM, I'll make some moves. I'll make some calls. I'll talk to some people and we'll get that rocking and rolling.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. Well, you guys have a great rest of your week. Come see us out in Blaine all weekend long, particularly Super Saturday. Check out the Hendrickson Foundation. Good people, good things. Let us know what you thought of the episode. Subscribe, rate, like. Shout out to Talk North. Shout out to SodaStick. Shout out to Royal Credit Union, Grainbelt, Livia, and Jim Beam. Cheers to all of them. Cheers to all of you. Love you. Goodbye. See ya.
This podcast is made possible due to listeners like you. Thank you.